Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music.
Gotta get back in time.
These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, I made you this mixtape.
I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind. Whenever mind.
Being in love, when viewed from an egocentric, emotionalist standpoint, looks like something nobody would ever seek out. Melodramatic roller coaster? Check. Constant state of emotional vulnerability? Check. Possible physical changes required? Check. Sustained state of compromise throughout daily routine? Check. Lifelong decisions require a state of unselfishness? Check. Why in the name of all that is holy would anyone sign up for this? These so-called concessions actually have huge payoffs, and that becomes the hard part to explain or comprehend. Have you ever noticed how many movies and songs and books have been written about it? If you're alone, you have. Everyone seems to have been trying to explain it for hundreds of years, and it looks like that a simple answer has not yet been found. So, in a grand, chaotic fashion, we each set out on our own battered swayback nag, clutching a makeshift jousting lance to tilt at the windmills of our heart. Being alone in life with a desire to be with someone else, and in love, can be the most painful daydream of all, especially, it seems, for the female of the species. Some time ago, an envelope arrived in our mail that contained a mixtape by a local woman, and due to the nature of this episode being downloaded tens of thousands of times all over the world, I won't give her full name. I've sat on it for a long time, and for that I apologize. The resigned anguish mixed with the hope that it conveys makes me uncomfortable, and I didn't know how to handle it. The author, Tam C., writes, "Searching for a heart, looking for Mr. Acceptable. You know how girls make lists of attributes they want in the perfect guy? Then as time goes by and Prince Charming doesn't show up, angst and frustration bring you down. Eventually, the priorities change and the princess, having had quite enough experience with the princes of the world, now seeks a frog. I'm done looking for Mr. Right. With my luck, he fell off his white horse, got lost, and won't stop for directions anyway. So, now I'm looking for Mr. Acceptable." Well, Miss C., let's hope your tape does two things. Provides a shoulder for the other lonely hearts to lean on, and let it shine like a GPS beacon for that one out of the 7 billion to make his way to your door. My advice? Stop looking, stop wishing. Only then does it seem that Cupid's quiver provides an arrow with the right name on it. Hold on, I need to press play.
Someday darkness in the morning, shadows on the land, certain individuals aren't sticking to the plan, and I'm searching for a heart, searching everyone. They say love conquers all. You can't start it like a car, you can't stop it with a gun. I'm staying out of sight, and I'm searching for a heart, searching everyone. They say love conquers all. You can't start it like a car, you can't stop it with a gun. They tell me love requires a little standing in line. I've been waiting for your love for a long, long time. I've been pacing the floor, I've been watching the door. Meanwhile, I'll keep searching for a stop it with a gun. They tell me love requires a little standing in line. And I've been waiting for your lover for a long, long time. I've been pacing the floor, I've been watching the door. Start it like a car, you can't stop it with a gun. Searching for a heart. Searching for a heart.
Sea is blue, weeping in a tropical moonlit night. tropical moonlit night because nobody's told about you.
Somebody to love. I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Oh, what I've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet, and you'll dry all my tears. Then whisper sweet little things in my ears, hugging and a kissing. Oh, what we've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet, and you'll dry all my tears. Then whisper sweet little things in my ears, a hugging and a kissing. Oh, what we've been missing. Love a man, where can you be?
auction booth they tried to discourage me. You can believe what you want, that'll never change it. You'll have to come around, eventually.
You'll be looking for the next best thing, looking for the next best thing.
I appreciate the best, I'm settling for this. I'm looking for the next best thing. Well, I'm looking for the next best thing.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to
You know, it's easier to be killed by terrorists than it is to get married over the age of 40.
That's not true. That statistic is not true.
That's right. It's not true. But it feels true.
Is the greatest thing in the world, except for a nice MLT, mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich when the mutton is nice and lean.
My way, I'll do my best to make him stay.
Many rivers to cross, and it's only my will that keeps me alive. I've been I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for
give up, never surrender.
I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere. I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere.
Luggage. He took it when he traveled far and wide. He didn't get to bathe very often, but he liked to change his clothes all the time. I had a little friend named Mr. Johnson, who always tried to be like me. To the heights of this profession, but he was hard on his friends and family. Still out here in the wind and rain, I look a little older, but I feel no pain. And it stands to reason I'm still looking for love, still looking for love. Still out here in the wind and rain.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. A social excuse to make you